Five long-term care homes in Nipissing will share $2,248,000 to increase staffing levels as part of the province's effort to ensure residents receive, on average, 4 hours of direct care per day by 2024-25. Legislation is pending that will enshrine its commitment to 4 hours of care into law. These funds will increase care for residents at Kasselholm in North Bay. Will receive up to $855,000 for additional staffing this year to increase the hours of direct care for residents. By the year 2024-2025, the home will receive $5,236,000 annually more than their current funding. Nipissing Manor Nursing Care Center, in Corbay, will receive up to $313,000. By the year 2024-2025, the home will receive $1,920,000 annually more than their current funding. East Holm East District of Parry Sound Home for the Aged, in Powassan, will receive up to $456,000. By the year 2024-2025, the home will receive $2,793,000 annually more than their current funding. Water's Edge Care Community, in North Bay, will receive up to $363,000. By the year 2024-2025, the home will receive $2,225,000 annually more than their current funding. Algonquin Nursing Home, in Mattawa, will receive up to $260,000. By the year 2024-2025, the home will receive $1,593,000 annually more than their current funding. This funding will allow homes in our community to hire and retain more staff so they can provide more care to residents, every day, said Vic Fedeli, MPP for Nipissing. Currently, residents receive an average of 2 hours and 45 minutes of direct care from nurses and personal support workers. This funding will increase the daily average to 3 hours, per resident per day by the end of this fiscal year. Learn more about Ontario's long-term care staffing plan.